Hello and welcome. You are listening to Booz Allen Stories. Today we talk with Booz Allen's Chief Legal Officer, Nancy Laban, who Women Inc. magazine is honoring with its Corporate Counsel Award. This award celebrates women who have risen to general counsel at Fortune 500 companies, a group with about 25% female representation. Other factors considered in the selection for Women Inc. Corporate Counsel Award include respect among peers, company prominence, prior recognition, and public service. In this podcast, Nancy shares some inspirations from early in her career, dispenses some advice for women in leadership, and tells us a bit about how Booz Allen's legal department differs from those at similar companies. Nancy, I'm told that early in your career, before you became a lawyer, you had a job that taught you lessons you've carried with you all the way up to your current role as a member of Booz Allen's senior-most leadership team. Can you tell us what that job was and what it taught you that was so valuable?
Well, incredibly, I was a cheesemonger. I became a cheesemonger at a ripe old age, no pun intended, in high school. I learned all of the various cheeses. I would win at any contest right now of name as many cheeses as you can. But more importantly, what I learned while being a cheesemonger is that you really needed to listen to your clients. They would come in and say, I'm having a party with 47 people, three of whom don't eat goat cheese and three of whom don't eat. And it's not a math problem, it's a listening problem. And so I've carried that with me. You have to listen to your customers. You have to listen to your clients. The other thing I learned is you have to be present. The shop didn't open unless I showed up with the key. And so being in the moment, being with your clients and your customers, it's hugely important.
I understand that your grandmother was also a major influence on your career. What did you learn from her that you still use today?
My grandmother was the personification of grit. She faced so many obstacles as she tried to become a practicing lawyer, including not being hired for pay. She was offered the opportunity to work for 6 months without pay with a desk in the hallway of a major insurance company. And they told her if she didn't mess up, they would then start to pay her 6 months later. That's grit. I watched her persevere in that, and I think that having grit, having the stick-to-itiveness, as she used to call it, allows one to go further than they think might even be possible. I think that's something that has helped me as I face obstacles and have faced obstacles in my career.
You've been active in helping to recognize and remove social barriers that women often face as they advance in their careers. As someone who's overcome such barriers, what advice do you have for women today who are just starting out?
I think everyone, male or female, has to be an advocate for themselves. But women seem to have a harder time of it. It's important to let your team and your leadership know what you're doing so that they can reward you or help you improve. If you have a specific desire, ask for it. I knew that I wanted to live and work overseas, having grown up as a child in Japan, and I let it be known. I probably let it be known to more people than who even cared about it. But it was only because I was vocal that I was even considered to move overseas subsequently in my career. And I had the benefit of spending 8 years, 3 in London and 5 in Hong Kong.
Booz Allen is run by a majority female leadership team. Is that unusual for a company in the government services or defense sector? And as someone who serves on that team yourself, how do you think it's made a difference in the way Booz Allen operates?
It is, unfortunately, unusual. In fact, I think we are the only company in our sector that has a majority female leadership team. I also think that our diversity across the board is among the highest of any of our competitors. Fundamentally, having a diverse team makes us all better. All different points of view are raised and discussed and are talked about at the table. Our business is better, and it ties 100% to our purpose and values.
What are you doing personally or professionally to ensure that you continue to grow and develop as a leader?
I believe everyone has to be a continuous learner. It's how one keeps sharp. I try to look for both teachable moments so that I can teach others and learning moments for myself. I try to reflect at the end of the day about what I have learned and what I have taught. I also look for formal learning opportunities. For example, I will be attending the Northwestern University Kellogg School of Business for an executive course in branding in the spring.
You run Booz Allen's legal department. For listeners who may not know, can you explain the role of a typical corporate legal department and then tell us about how Booz Allen does this differently?
Well, I think it has changed over the number of years that I've been in-house, and I went straight in-house from law school, which was extremely unusual. At the outset, a lawyer was someone on the end of the phone who you asked a legal question of. And sometimes, more often than not, you got the answer no, because if you were calling the lawyer, you already knew you were in trouble. Over the past several years, however, it's clear that the value that the lawyers provide, and in fact, what I'm most proud of the legal department here, is the value that we provide is that we are trusted business advisors who happen to have a legal degree and legal background. We must take the whole seat at the table. When you are in a conversation, you're not just providing your legal advice, you are providing your business advice. I think that differentiates us from many, many other organizations, and I think that's how we add the most value to the company.
As a business leader and chief legal officer, how much risk do you think companies should be willing to take in this current political and social environment?
We have to be true to our company values, and I believe on those topics, it is a risk not to be vocal. On other topics, where reasonable people can have different points of view, we have to allow room for that, and I don't believe that a company would take a position. But on those things, again, where we have a meshing with our values, we have to speak out.
Let's look forward for a minute. What advice do you have for Booz Allen's chief legal officer in the year 2120?
I believe that the 100 years, the technology may change, but you will still have people you support and people you lead. That will still be the fundamental core of this company. The future CLO has to continue to make sure that they are connected to their people and has to make sure that they are engaged with their people and their people are engaged. Our company values may be reinvigorated over time, but as the chief legal officer, you have to keep them at the forefront of everything you do. And you also have to remember to laugh and have fun.
Of course. One more question for you before you go. Can you finish this sentence for us? The future is...
The future is here, and it belongs to those who dream big.
Thank you for listening to Booz Allen Stories. To learn more about our people and our work, visit boozallen.com.